So the question was asked in halakha, is a shochet allowed to make shechitan an animal while he is wearing gloves? So what's the question based on? So the Gemara in Pesachim Nun Zayin tells us about a fellow by the name of Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai. And the Gemara speaks very disparagingly about him because he disparaged the service of the Beit HaMikdash. How did he do so? He would serve in the Beit HaMikdash wearing gloves. He would put silk around his hands, and the Hakamim say in order that his hands should not come in contact with the blood of the Korbanot. Besides the fact that the Gemara says it was a Hatzitza, it was considered an interference because the Kohen's hands must come in direct contact with the vessel that receives the blood. But also the fact that his hands didn't want to become dirty with the blood, and this blood is the blood of a mitzvah, so that shows that Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai was belittling the service of the Beit HaMikdash. So back to our question. Is it permissible for Shohet to wear gloves during the Shechita? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igrot Moshe, in Yoredeah Chelek Bet Siman Tet Zayin, says that since the Shechita itself, per se, the blood that comes out of the Shechita, there's no mitzvah per se with the blood. It's not like the blood of Yisachar, Ish Kfar Barkai, where it was mitzvah blood that was supposed to be sprinkled, and he wanted to come in contact with it, that's considered a bizui for the mitzvah. That's belittling the mitzvah. But to not want you get your hands dirty with the blood of, the Shechita that falls out, that would not be considered a bizayon of the mitzvah. Therefore, the Shohet can wear gloves. That being said, he makes clear that they cannot be thick gloves that would impair the Shechita. He's obviously talking about a thin glove where he's still able to make the Shechita. And furthermore, he goes on to say, all the internal checkings, for example, like checking the lungs of the animal to make sure that there's no sirchot, etc. So obviously that cannot be done even with a thin glove. That has to be done with the Shochet's hands directly. Furthermore, the Ben Ish Chai in his Teshuvot Torah Lishma talks about people that have the custom not to touch the scroll of the Sefer Torah directly. We have a similar custom where we use the mitpahat. We use that silk kerchief that hangs down from the Sefer, and whenever we want to turn the Torah, we use that so we don't come into direct contact with the scroll itself. So he says in the winter, if a guy's wearing winter gloves, he should not use those winter gloves to turn the Sefer Torah, because that would be a bizayon. It's one thing to use the designated mitpahat, but to put on gloves and turn the Sefer Torah looks like as if you don't want to come in contact with the Sefer or something like that, but it's in a disparaging way, being that you're wearing your regular gloves. Last but not least, in the Shoot Devrei Malkiel, he talks about that when a lady is receiving Kesef Kiddushin at a wedding, so she has to be careful that she's not wearing a glove when she receives either the ring on her finger or the coin in her hand. And sometimes they have these fancy white gloves that the people wear, so have to be careful that at the time you're receiving the Kiddushin, he says that the Kesef should actually be in her hand itself, that she's touching it, or the ring is mamash on her finger. So we have three cases of Hatzitzot over here. The first case of Shechita, where Moshe says it's okay to shochet with a glove on, and we have the case of the Torah Lishma that one should not move the Sefer Torah with gloves on because it's a bezayon, and then we have the case of Kiddushin that the lady should remove her glove when she is receiving the Kesef.